Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones in the shower. I want to hear from you, the listeners, about what you think about this bill that's passed the House in the Senate, H.R. 1955. And it says that you're a terrorist if you criticize the government, basically. I mean, it's just, and they can claim it influenced somebody. I mean, this is thought crime. And it just shows how unbelievably criminal the people running things are and how they're just getting rid of the last even, you know, facade of any freedom in this country. But you got a 10% approval rating, an 11% in Congress. Bush has a 95% negative rating on trust. That's an official scientific poll out today, actually out yesterday. And so, I mean, just go ahead and show us exactly who you are. Just make a tyrant act like a tyrant. Go ahead, try to ban peaceful demonstrations, try to pull all your garbage. You're such a pack of murdering crooks. I'm so sick of this criminal government. It's fully owned by foreign corporations, just sucking this country dry. And we're waking up to their NAU and their government-sponsored terror and all of it, and they're mad. They're mad. I heard a report about the ADL saying bad stuff about Ron Paul now. There's just no end to these people. Southern Poverty Law Center running the Elohim City camp that McVeigh came out of. I'm just tired of what you do. I'm tired of the things you pull. We're sick of you. Just leave us alone. We're not your property. I know you want to run a commissar op on us, but I don't think you're going to get away with it. This isn't Ukraine. This isn't Peking, okay? You're going to push too far. You understand? I know you think you got us, but you don't. Let's go to Tim in Ohio, then Rochelle and Jesse and Ed and Dennis and Jennifer, everybody else. Go ahead. You're on the air, Tim.
Alex.
Hi.
I haven't talked in a while, but you know my soul is in lockstep with you and all your work. I have a quick question about Endgame, but before that, I want to put everybody on notice in Orlando, Toledo, Richmond, San Fran, Salt Lake, Pittsburgh, Des Moines, Tulsa, and Charleston to grab a piece of paper and a writing implement for some good news coming up. Endgame, is that going to be available retail?
Excuse me, yes. You can order it right now on DVD at Infowars.com. They all ship Monday. Even orders that come in today should be shipping out Monday. And we've got orders that came in yesterday. We're already packed yesterday. I got great guys here now. And they will be available in stores November 14th.
That would be the Borders and Barnes & Noble's last time?
Yes. And they're really supposed to go on the 13th, but sometimes they get in a day late. But 13th, 14th. That's when they'll be available at Amazon.com, places like that.
Very good. Now, as far as those cities, it's time to call out the confrontational dogs on Glenn Beck. He's going on tour. December 1st in Orlando, 3rd in Toledo, 5th in Richmond, 7th in San Francisco, 8th in Salt Lake, 10th in Pittsburgh, 12th in Des Moines, 14th in Tulsa, and 15th in Charleston. Everybody needs to get out there and give them a taste of what being confronted is all about.
Yeah, well, if folks are going to do it, make sure they cup their hands. I see so many people yell and scream, but they don't cup their hands around their mouth. It makes it like five times louder. You can literally throw your voice. I mean, I was throwing my voice at Geraldo before I even used the bullhorn and got arrested in New York. I was about 15 feet away, and I was throwing my voice, and you can hear it on the live Fox News tape, my voice above the whole crowd of 300, because I was throwing it and aiming it right at that microphone. And, of course, I also have a very loud voice, but sound like an elephant when I really turn it on. But that's certainly what we need. So tell me about when this little sniveler is going to be out there.
Yeah, starting in December from the 1st to the 15th. In those cities I named, I don't want to pump his website, but you can get the...
Oh, no, go ahead and go to the website. I'm not like anybody's going to support him here. Go ahead and give it.
Oh, right. It's glennbeck.com/tour. And just remind everyone, and as you know, too, that false left-right paradigm, that goes for the media, too.
It's not slash weasel?
It's not slash, yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to give rodents a bad name, Alex. And watch out for Ian Pundin on Saturday. You might get some resistance from him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just love all over him.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by our world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Device explodes at Mexican consulate. Caller called about 30 minutes ago. Sure enough, I predicted it. It's always the same when they stage it. The Mexicans do it. The British do it. Our government does it overseas. When they're mad and want the host government to provide more security or want to ninny around and have domestic coup to claim terrorists are after them to look heroic, they will detonate a large firecracker in a trash can or up against a window. Or a lot of times they detonate a firecracker, and they always do it at night or early morning when no employees are around because they don't want people to see that it was this embassy security that does it. And this has been in the news. They've been caught over and over again, by the way. And they'll throw it up against a window and break a window or blow a trash can up. And I predicted this earlier, and sure enough, it's the window deal. Always a window or a trash can. And, again, we've caught the British. They'll just knock the window out, then just throw a cherry bomb just to hear the boom and then say Al-Qaeda is attacked. And then later it comes out in documents 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, a month later now that they stage it. So now it's a 98% chance the Mexicans staged this or New York did because they're under a lot of heat for staying illegal, so they don't have to have driver's license or can have them if they want or above the law. But citizens got to be at checkpoints. you got to love it. This is out of CBS News, New York, WCBS. Device explodes at Mexican consulate. And, oh, by the way, I should have said earlier, too, they always claim it's a rocket or hand grenade. And then it's always a firecracker. They say first some type of other device, then a week later, group of firecrackers. Or firecracker. Or homemade firecracker. Window shattered in overnight explosion. No reported injuries. Police and bomb squad units were called to the Mexican consulate in Manhattan early Friday morning after some kind of explosive device detonated in the building. Sources say the device, which was initially said to be some sort of hand grenade, a granado. But sources later confirmed it may have been something else that exploded outside the building. Located at 27 East 37th 9th Street and 5th Avenue, shattering glass and sending debris into the building. I mean, they do the same tricks, man. I've probably seen this 20 times. I mean, this never ends. There are no reports of any injuries, but consulate employees were tense. Bet they were. As the news spread, everybody got nervous when they heard something about this, but we can stay calm, said Algenardo Aquino. Okay. A woman who works near the building tells CBS 2 Sean Hennessy that her boss heard an explosion about 3:30 a.m. I bet he did. And he said he heard something that sounded like a bomb. He never heard anything loud in his life, and it scared him, she said. Boy, this gets big national attention, but when they have actual rocket attacks and mass murders and 800 dead in a year on the Texas-Mexico border, it never gets past Texas news, and it's very quiet here. Car bombs go off in Dallas, mass assassinations. Footnotes, my friend, footnotes. Putting firecrackers, man. It's fear, hysteria, troops in black uniforms strutting around, bulging their eyes out. New York cops in these Hercules outfits, these big black, they look like complete twits. I mean, it just looks so ridiculous. And they sit there with this joke frown, just like a clown frown on their faces. You just bowl over laughing when you watch it. It's just such a sick joke, you filth. Sucking this country dry. It goes on. When consulate employees arrived at the building Friday morning, they said they didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. Other than a broken window, which is when they notified authorities, the NYPD's arson explosive unit and the bomb squad are investigating the incident, and the FBI said they have been cordoned off. Now, there is a 10-15% chance that in a week or two they're going to find a schizophrenic white male, or black male, but generally white male, who's been in government custody and was just released in the last month. A lot of times they'll have shock therapy. The person won't even be able to finish sentences, but they'll be on TV confessing that they're Christian white supremacist. And sometimes they're actually schizophrenics that do it. More than often, they were tortured and follow the plastic bomb op that small plastic little duddy, maybe a quarter of a dynamite stick, might have been as big as this got. Same op over and over again. We've seen it so many times. They just had that happen in Austin. So, just never ends. Never ends. Okay, let's blast through some calls, and I'm going to get back into the top story that we have here about your speech is terrorism now. Just, and the government will decide, did that speech spur someone to do something? Well, you're with Al-Qaeda then. All part of the new domestic phase of their terror ops. Glenn Beck leading the charge with others. Lost the talking point. Let's talk to Rochelle in Pennsylvania, then Ed, Dennis, Sue, John, and others. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Good, thanks for holding. Welcome.
I called your show before, and I was wondering if you could verify the May date that they have for the Vera chip. Is that true?
I'm not. What with the chip?
Well, that they're going to chip us May of this coming year.
I have not heard that or seen that. Who is saying that?
On the Internet. I had read that, and on the Internet it said that Jack Van Impe also on the Internet.
Oh, well, Jack Van Impe, it must be true. I'm joking. Dr. Van Impe and Rexella Van Impe.
Yeah.
The new film, Revelation. I mean, it's a funny show. I've been watching that for decades. Some of it's good. A lot of it's ridiculous. But no, ma'am. Are they saying a particular date that they're going to chip Alzheimer's patients?
No, they're going to chip everybody. They got it. It's the VeriChip van, and they're going to bring the VeriChip van to each city, and everybody's going to have to take it.
Well, they must have tens of thousands of these vans.
I guess they got quite a few of them, from what I understand on the Internet.
Yeah, they call it the Chipmobile. Dear, I appreciate your call. Really do. Let me try to answer this question here. Here's the deal. I have the Houston Chronicle, AP, Reuters, that Halliburton built more than 27 camps off of a funding package from early 2006, a year and almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Now, Newsmax got a good tip in 2002, in January, and just got the federal purchase order link off the Federal Registry, where they purchased these bids, where FEMA put out 3 1-million man camps for even more. And Halliburton did get one of those, and a couple other companies got some of the others. DynCorp was involved in building them. And Newsmax was shocked. They wrote another headline saying, yes, of course it's true. We're not lying. Here's the link. The headline was something like that. Like, what do you think, we lie? Here it is, you fools. You people can't believe it. And it said they're building 3 1-million man camps for the American people. And the Houston Chronicle did it. And everybody that calls here, 99%, never call and ask me about camps. It's all they heard a neighbor who knew somebody at the Five and Dime who saw guillotines in the boxcars in Chicago. And my point is, no one ever goes off of what can be proven, which is horrible and unbelievable. It's always got to be a rumor. And no, they are incapable of, by May of next year, making everyone take a chip. And they're not that far along in their game plan. Now, with the microscopic chips they've got, they can just put them in the food, and there's a lot of studies showing they're already doing tests with that, with RFIDs that bind to the stomach wall, intestinal wall, hardened RFIDs. They're certainly doing a lot of things like that. The Stasi would track dissidents by irradiating them without them knowing, actually watching them with special scopes and lacing their shoes. And there's a lot of stuff they do. But you have to understand, they don't have the infrastructure or the mass to carry it out yet. They intimidate by fear. They're making announcements about camps to intimidate you. They're making announcements about how they'll arrest you if you protest the government. They're praising Jack Bauer torture of children to sell the public on torture, to think it's normal. They have to sell you first. And they have not sold the public. They've got an 11% approval rating. Said I'd blast through the calls. I'm spending 5 minutes on this because it's important. And Jack Van MP, I don't think he's a bad guy. I'm not going to bash him, but it's cartoonish. I mean, I remember him 20 years ago saying within 2 years we'll be in Revelations. I remember him 10 years ago saying within 1 year we'd be within it. I remember him sitting there, you know, about all this stuff on and on and on. By the way, the Christians are waiting for Jesus to return, and what's going to happen is the Antichrist is going to show up, and they're going to say that's Jesus, folks, to see they believe they're going to be raptured. It's really, it's incredible deception. It just makes my head spin. So I don't know what to say anymore. I just, they've got two Chipmobiles, Applied Digital Solutions, ADS, has lost money since it was founded 9 years ago. It's really owned by IBM. You can read that in their financial filings. I read them in 2000. I haven't read them since, but they're in full debt. Most of it is owned by IBM. The others, it's kind of like a PR company just to take the unpopular stance of sandbagging and conditioning you, kind of like shock troops to accept chips. And then Sean Hannity gets up and says, every child needs a chip. And I've got him on tape saying that. And they just keep pushing and pushing until you finally just get sick of hearing it. And then now they're announcing they're going to chip the old people. And they did announce they were going to chip the Department of Prisons and California's employees, Reuters. And then there was a backlash and they didn't do that. There's some hospitals where they are chipping babies in the umbilical cord, but it falls off. No, they are not going to chip you by next May. They do have national tours of the Chipmobile, chipping the children of supine yuppies. So, yes, that is going on. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the great Genesis Communications Network, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with The Divided Kingdom.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. The First Line of Defense Kit is a designed kit to give you daily protection and also from the big nasty infections like resistant TB, Acinetobacter, and viruses that are spreading worldwide. NutriDefense blocks passage and entry into your cells with natural technologies of custom designed. NutriMune boosts your natural killer cell activity with a capacity second to none. Defense wipes will kill pathogens on contact without any toxicity to babies or the environment. And nanomasks are truly certified to block even the smallest virus particles. Together, this is called the First Line of Defense Kit. Order yours for family protection today and for the big biodefense challenges of the future, including avian flu and bioweapons releases or accidents. Call at 888-212-8871 to order or securely online at Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's again 888-212-8871.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison,
and time keeps dragging on,
but that train keeps rolling, on down the San Antonio.
Yeah. When I was just a baby.
Just a baby. My mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Yeah! There's probably rich folks eating in a fancy dining car.
They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Yeah, I've given up smoking big cigars, but they're good with a hot cup of coffee. Sounds pretty good.
I bet there's rich folks here in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving.
And that's what tortures me. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls here. Oh, my goodness. Who's up next yet? I guess Ed and PA and then others. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the air.
Two things, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I contacted an Amish bishop.
Yes.
And when they know about the NAIS, if and when they vote, they always vote Republican. So I'm turning them on to all kind of info about Ron Paul and his stand on NAIS.
Now, for those that don't know, that's the National Animal Identification System, the National Premise Identification. No law, but they're just telling everyone it's the law, and most of them are submitting and groveling, especially Texans, once the freest in the country, now some of the most servile people out there. It's total shame. And so we're the worst in the country on it, and it's just total fraud as usual. All written by Big Agra. Small farms have to do all these regulations. Big ones have to do nothing. All meant to shut us down. Go ahead.
If you live around the Amish or Mennonites, please give them information on it. They will give it to their bishops, and we could possibly have hundreds of thousands of votes because they'll all vote the same. And also, did you see these bodies with the muscles? They're covered in plastic. The human bodies exhibits they're showing them.
Yeah, Chinese they've killed and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, it's the guy is Gunther von Hagen, and I'll give you one guess at who his father was.
Let me guess. Some type of SS officer or something.
You got it right, buddy. You got it right.
My uncle was telling me about Vietnam, and he was going around doing security detail. He's a helicopter pilot, but he also had to do that security detail. I'm like the son of the top Nazi general. I forget his name. It'll pop in my head in a minute. Comes walking in. My uncle walks up to check his security badge, you know, and it's the guy's reporting to him, and he goes, "Are you the?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm the son of." They run the. It's just they're everywhere, man. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, he was an SS officer, and he turned in 44 of his neighbors when he lived in Poland. Just, you know, just turn your neighbors into the, you know, the rest of the...
Well, John Shalikashvili's dad ran huge black ops in Poland. His dad was like the number two Nazi Pole general. I mean, you can't make this up, and I'd go on radio stations in Fort Bragg and bring it up when Clinton was in, and the guys would call in and go, "I'm a Colonel Special Forces Schrader. We like it that he's a Nazi." You know, I'm just so sick of you destroying my country, you traitors. Look, they're all on payroll. They're all getting big black bags of money. That's why they love this New World Order. And I want them not to wrap themselves in the American flag anymore. That's what I want them to know, that we know who you are, and we know who Blackwater is, and we know you're enemies of this country.
My buddy's dad's still alive. He was a Polish soldier, and he has the numbers on his arm.
I hear you, my brother. I appreciate the call. It's disgusting filth. It's all disgusting filth. They all just think we're their cattle to be fed on by them. I've had enough of it. Time to get mad, folks. Let's talk to, is Jennifer still there? She hang up. Okay, Dennis in Colorado, and I'll hold you over if we have to. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I called you a few times. I couldn't get through, but I sent an email. I got to reading the Gulag Archipelago about the same time that you started telling people to read it, and the parallel is that Homeland Security with Primakov as KGB agent and so on. Well, I don't know.
Stay there when you come back. Stay there when you come back. You talk about Solzhenitsyn, who spent quite a few years in a slave camp. Of course, a yuppie will tell you Russia doesn't even exist and Alexander Solzhenitsyn doesn't exist. They'll make a little joke like a weepsel beatsin. What's that? I'm a yuppie scum. I like Rush Limbaugh.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation, 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
Some folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. The red, yeah, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hell to the deep, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Stop that, but it ain't me. It ain't me, no. I ain't no senator. Some folks are born silver spoons in their hands. Love, don't they help themselves?
Don't they help themselves?
The tax man gives him the key to the land. There was a fight and nothing left but school and hell.
Welcome back. You are on the front lines of the InfoWar. You found it. Monday through Friday.
You
11 to 2 Central.
When you how much did you get?
You can go to InfoWars.com and listen. to the Restream consecutively, 3-hour show back to back, Restream until the next live show. You can also, of course, listen to the free podcast by subscribing to it at InfoWars.com. Oh, let's hear this last part. Who was it I was talking to, John? Who was the last person I was talking to? All right, Dennis in Colorado, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm going to slow down just a little bit so I don't stumble over my words. But first of all, I work in the government. There's an official government training for whistleblowing and discrimination that says Hispanic is not a race. So, how can we be racist against the illegal aliens? Number two, there was a 108-year-old rabbi that just sent out a secret message that said that he'd had an encounter with the Messiah, and he revealed the name as Yeshua, or Jesus. And number three, back to the gulag, my father came from Latvia, and I never met any of my relatives because of the government operation called Operation Keel Haul, which brought back people that were trying to flee the Stalin regime, which killed at least 20 million, into the Nazi regime, which only killed millions but less. And they had no place to go, but they were turned back by Roosevelt and the troops under the U.S. government at the time. So my mother is a Hispanic. I'm not claiming it's race, but she was born in Colorado. Her father and grandfather had Spanish land grants. Okay, that sort of gives me a background for Article 58. Article 58 is like this thought crime bill on roguegovernment.com. Still there?
Uh-huh, sure.
Okay. It starts to attack us for our thoughts. Article 58 talked about anti-Soviet propaganda, anti-Soviet agitation, and you could get charged for that for just having an accident and having a newspaper with Stalin's picture on it. You might wrap your fish in it or accidentally spill some paint on it if you're a painter. If you're an intellectual, you'd be part of the Article 58 as an anti-Soviet just for being an intellectual. Anyway, with all those different ideas, there's a lot of things that people like us should think about. And I know you go to Jeff Rentz's website a lot, but there's this person named Rip Rentz on there that just blasts Jesus and anybody that follows him. So I don't know who he is, but people of faith have survived.
I hear you, sir, and I appreciate your call. I go on a lot of radio shows, a lot of interviews. I'm just like Ron Paul, reaching out to people, going on programs, trying to reach whoever I can. I know Jeff has a lot of wild stuff on his site. I think it's part of an open discussion there. I was plugging that site earlier for people if they wanted to find a particular road government article. But okay, I try my best to get folks up on the air and give you time to speak. Now, I really haven't plugged this properly today. This is the day. This is the official release day. I released it a few hours early last night in case anybody wanted to try to block us or sneak attack the sites. But it's been streaming out, super high quality, downloading super great. In-game blueprint for global enslavement is available right now at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can link through all the sites and watch it online at PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95. Go get a monthly membership or get a yearly. Sign up for that and get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. See it right now. No more waiting. It's over. And then if you really want it in the super high-quality DVD and the hard case with the nice tricolor embossed on the disc, great gift. We've got them discounted down to $10 when you get 10 of them, and then you're done with your Christmas shopping for the holidays. Doesn't matter if you're not a Christian and don't celebrate Christmas. You might as well celebrate it as a way to give people these DVDs. Doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Arab. Why don't you go ahead and celebrate it for the holidays and get, this is your excuse to give everybody an Endgame. And it looks like a horror movie cover. It's the UN with a big skull on it. And say, hey, watch this and tell me what you think. It covers the history of the global elite, the North American Union, the roads, what they're setting up. That's the first half. And then it gets into the phony environmental movement, how it's really a way to micromanage and regulate populations and taxes and neo-feudalism. Then we get into the history of eugenics and how they're carrying out eugenics, how the eugenicist Julian Huxley, the head UN guy at UNESCO, founded transhumanism, Gray Kurzweil calling for world government openly as well in the film. So it's all there. It's all there, my friends. And I hope you'll get it on DVD at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. By the way, operators are there 24 hours a day. You can call, put your order in. You can also get it discounted with Terror Storm and all my other films, a bunch of different combo packages. Again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Oh, by the way, 3 months ago when Tony Blair left office, he converted to Catholicism. Did you notice that Tony Blair, who admittedly is a New Age occultist, I mean, scores of mainstream articles with him flopping around possessed each morning when he asked the spirit of the light to enter him. Him and his wife doing seances, going to Aztec and Egyptian pyramids and doing rituals. I mean, if you don't know about it, don't believe me. Just go check it out. It's going to blow you away. This guy converted to Catholicism 3 months ago, and everybody said, that's it. He's doing this to be the head of the European Union. They said, well, wait, that's supposed to pass year to year in a rotation. And I said, the European Union doesn't follow its own rules. The people all voted against it, and they keep them in it. It's a dictatorship. They're getting rid of all their freedoms. And I said, that's it. He's going to be, or at least he's going to try to be, the next head of Europe. And there's no doubt that Catholic Church dominates and runs Europe and is a big part of the whole New World Order system. And I'm not bashing Catholics. It's just like Pat Robertson's out saying, you know, China's abortion is good. I'm not bashing Protestants. I'm a Protestant. And I know Catholics are good people out there fighting abortion and so many other things. I'm not attacking individual Catholics. But, I mean, the Pope calls for a New World Order, folks. He was Hitlerjugend. And the guy before him called for a New World Order, Pope John Paul. And I had this in my stack from yesterday, and I wanted to get to it because it's just unbelievable to have him go and convert to Catholicism just so he can be the head of Europe. I mean, it is just absolutely amazing to see Tony Blair being positioned for that. He's such a little crook. And it really shows you where this whole thing's going. And it's scary. It's extremely, extremely scary that the every major institution, folks, is under New World Order control. And just to see the major faiths and all these ecumenical things where they're saying all the religions are the same and everything, it's really scary to watch it all unfolding. All right, let's try to get to the rest of the calls, and I want to hit on this other top story I haven't really detailed yet properly, of course. Let's talk to Sue in California. Thanks for holding, Sue.
Yeah, actually, this is Dave in California. She couldn't wait on hold, and she's my wife, and we're hoping to actually watch Endgame tonight.
Okay, fantastic.
Looking forward to that. And we have a big following here on the Central California coast. And the issue that we have, maybe right in line with your Endgame movie. We are under a biochemical attack from the state of California. They have issued an emergency status for a moth that has been here for years and hasn't caused any crop damage, but they're using that as an excuse to spray biochemical pesticides.
Yeah, I saw that in the news, and everybody's, even the mainstream news admits everybody's getting sick.
Yeah.
First, they denied it was going on and said it was secret moth spraying. They're spraying Austin for the same moth every few days. Everybody's sick.
Oh, they are.
And at night, yeah, at several moths, but yeah. What is it, the brown Asian moth?
No, this is the light brown apple moth. It originated in Australia. It's been here for years, according to UC Davis scientists.
Okay, but you notice, see, that they're calling it the brown Asian moth. But side issue, I've been outside at night like a movie, getting home at 2 a.m. working a few months ago. A cessna flies right over my house, no exaggeration, 200, 300 feet, and
right,
with plumes coming out the back. And I went and Googled, and sure enough, they were spraying for an Asian brown moth, memory serves. And I thought that was the same one. I saw some brown moth. I guess I was wrong, but a similar moth. And, this is also a corporate welfare system where one person dies in New York of the bird flu, and then they spray tens of thousands of gallons of pesticide on the people. And but go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, they at first the ingredients were secret because the company was claiming a trade secret, so they wouldn't tell people what it was.
No, same thing in Austin. No, it's for your good. Yeah.
Then the EPA, the federal EPA, leaked it to our local newspaper here, the ingredients, and then. After a judge in Monterey issued a restraining order to stop the spraying because of this one questionable ingredient, 2.5 weeks later, the EPA comes out and says, oh, we made a mistake. That ingredient's actually not even in there. And the company...
Well, here's an example. They have had tens of thousands of admitted tests where they spray Subtilis globigii and other bacteria, and then you read that bacteria, mainline science, causes spontaneous abortions, miscarriages, and it happens, and they just giggle and snicker. They're over us every day spraying, folks.
Yep. We're told this is safe, and the company that manufactures it admits that long-term testing has never been done. The product they're going to spray is called LBAM-F, Checkmate product, and interesting name, Checkmate, but kind of along your end game line there, but... yeah, so they're saying they're going to spray that every 30 days for as long as it takes to get rid of this moth, and this moth has been here for a while, and Australia has had this moth for quite a while, and they keep inflating on how much financial damage that Australia has, when in fact most of the finances come from controlling the moth and not actual crop damage. So I think
yeah, they call it an invasive,
spray the population.
Well, they call it an invasive species, and 9 times out of 10, it's just completely made up.
Right. No, I agree, and they're dead set on this. I mean, they told us that it's not up to the people. They are going to do this, and USDA official was here during public meetings and said that if the state doesn't do this, the federal government's going to come in and spray us anyways.
Yeah, I was telling my neighbor the day after. I said I was out in the front yard about 9 a.m., and I said, yeah, a plane flew over and sprayed last night. He was like, yeah, right, Alex. I mean, you can show them a news article. They'll just drool and go, ooh. They just love it.
Well, we're given this false sense of choices where they tell us that we either need to spray the human population with this stuff or that the agriculture business is going to suffer. Well, there's other means of taking care of this moth. They have all sorts of different they have traps that have been working phenomenally, and also these things called twisty ties that they tie up that do the same exact pheromone thing that the spray is doing.
Point of contact, localized pesticide is bad enough because it still goes in the water and you drink it. Look, again, most of this stuff in agriculture, and I've talked to the experts and actually researched it, is not needed.
No, exactly.
And it also destroys the soils, and then they've got another added thing that comes after that. And again, here's an example. I was talking to this guy, and then I actually researched it and found out he was accurate, this engineer who built these big shrimp farms. And I appreciate your call, sir, here outside Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to let him go now. Thank you for the call. And they built them, and then they used some, legalese regulation to shut them all down, $14 million worth of them. And it's because, and they found out later in the legislature that the big money multinational corporations down at the border and then further south towards the equator, they can raise these in big ponds without any here, and they can do it cheaper, and they can use all the illegal drugs and antibiotics on the shrimp and get them even bigger, filled with carcinogens. And then they just ship them right up here. And it's the, quote, environmentalists that are doing it. And he was talking about how they went into higher-level board meetings and the Clintons were on the board and how at the top they could care less about the environment. It has nothing to do with it. They use environmentalism to steal property and to shut down competition, period. It's all about monopolies. And, yes, I've seen the case with the moths out in California. Look, they're spraying people all over the country. It's constant. It's ongoing. It's nonstop. It never ends. But my answer is mercury and poison is good for you. I mean, that's really the media's answer. We've got the clip where they say that poison food is good for you. And by the way, people won't believe me. Cue that up where she says poison food's good. No, I've already played it 10 times. You know, if you don't believe me, I don't care. I don't care. People out there, listen, you know, you think it's good to take mercury into your brain. It's just, I'm fine. I'm not even going to argue with you. Go ahead. All right, we'll come back, Cam, in a few final calls. Ladies and gentlemen, Endgame is out.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
Stand up. Stand up for the right.
How dare you? I did not have sex with that woman.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up for your right.
John in Missouri. Then we got to go to John in Winnipeg, and that's it. John, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. How are you today?
Good, my friend.
Hey, I've got a suggestion on how we could take our country back. I've called in a few shows and suggested it, but I don't know, with this thoughts crime prevention bill, they might be coming after me if I suggested it again. You want to hear it?
Well, we better just submit to them. Go ahead.
I hear there's a lot of veterans that's backing Ron Paul up. And Washington wasn't president when the revolution started. Why don't we take Ron Paul and back him up, go up there, arrest him for treason, and then we'll see about electing Ron Paul president.
Yeah, I'm sure Ron Paul's going to jump on a horse and go up there with a saber. Listen, I mean, I hear what you're saying. The globalists would detonate bombs and say that we'd done it. We have to first convince the public that they're complete criminals, and I'd rather fix things peaceably. Plus, I don't even trust the population today to have a violent revolution because they would just try to take over and set up their own dictatorship overnight. There's generally revolutions turn into something as corrupt or more corrupt or almost as corrupt. I want to have a process, a nonviolent process. I'm worried about the globalists setting off nukes or releasing bioweapons if they get too much on the run. But then let them make the first move. That'll end up backfiring on them. You know what did we do, and you know what did we don't, and so it's a tough situation. But the best course is to be peaceful, wake as many people up as possible, point out that they always stage the terror or provocateur it, that we're peaceful, and then they're going to be the violent demons they are, and people are going to know who they are, and they're going to be exposed. This is just huge news over here, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with. The story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com, thought crime bill could ensnare peaceful activists. This is just totally outrageous and un-American on its face, and needs to be exposed, needs to be dealt with. Real fast, two sponsors I want to tell you about. Well, first off, I'm going to be on with Ian Punnett 3 hours Saturday night, and that should be very interesting, so be sure and listen and call in and might be my maiden voyage with him on Coast to Coast AM. He does Art Bell's slot now there, and it's big. It's as big an audience, I'm told, as during the weekday. So we'll see how that goes coming up. In closing, I hope that you'll check out eFoods Direct. They're wonderful people. The longest continual operating storable foods company in the nation. Great prices, high-quality food, and the globalists will use food as a weapon against you. You need to have a supply of food put in. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Check out their banner on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. They're wonderful people, eFoodsDirect.com, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Interfood, the best green food out there, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy, radiant skin. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. On the right-hand side, click on the Interfood banner. Get a 10% off. Buy in bulk. Get an additional 20% off. Tell them Alex Jones sends you. You can do it over the phone as well at 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238 or interfood.com. Best green food out there. A lot of other great products, too, as well. All right, I'm sorry to all the other callers. I didn't have time to get to you, but I will be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. In the meantime, if you missed the first hour, it was power-packed info. It's about to restart at InfoWars.com on the streams and re-aired on many stations across the country and WWCR at night, 9 to midnight, Central. Frequencies on their website, WWCR.org. I'm Alex Jones signing off for the GCN Radio Network. The end game is loose. The info weapon has been released. And it's up to you how damaging to the globalist it is. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Attention.